Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, upstate South Carolina. Hello, America. What up, world? Happy Friday, y'all. Welcome to the Rob Brown Radio Program. Is on the air. Good to be back with you. Happy Friday. Happy Masters Friday. My dudes, my dudettes, my amigos, my amigettes. Ever so wonderful to be with you one more time. Again, my name is Rob Brown. The pleasure is almost exclusively mine because, of course, the gentleman on the other side of the metaphorical glass this AM, the guy in charge of not just this radio program, but every radio program you've ever heard and enjoyed. Of course, the great Milonzo is here as well. What up, Zo?
You got sleep last night, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. Is this what being a morning person feels like? Because I don't do it very often.
You are, you're extra up this morning.
Hype? Oh. I don't get hype. I stay hype.
You're making things ring.
I mean, listen.
In the microphone. It's just like, I don't know if these microphones have ribbons in them because I'm still sick, but if they do, they're screaming also. Please stop.
I won't stop. I can't stop. I refuse to stop. It's all guess. It's Friday, man. We're done. Listen, 4 hours from now, the show's over. We go to the Fortress of Nerditude. We grind out another hour or two, and then it's weekend. We got Masters yesterday. We got Masters today. We got Masters tomorrow. We got Masters on Sunday. We got UFC 300 tomorrow night. We got big series around Major League Baseball. The play-in and playoffs in the NBA get locked in over the next couple of nights. How are you not jacked right now? I don't understand how you don't have gas.
I'm still recovering from. Oh, I have gas, but I'm still not that kind. I'm still recovering from illness. Okay, so I mean, maybe by tomorrow it will actually feel like the weekend for me.
I mean, feels pretty good right now. I was out at like 9 o'clock last night, 9:15 last night. It's pretty spectacular. Finished up the Masters. They pulled the boys off the course about 10 after 7 last night. Said, a little too dark, boys. A little too dark. Why don't y'all come back to the clubhouse? Which, all of a sudden, in a turn of events that I forecasted, prognosticated, projected, told you was going to happen earlier in the day, today just got real interesting for those of us that are kind of hoping a compelling story materializes around Eldrick Tiger Woods, because now my dog's got to go out there and knock down 23 holes of golf today to make the cut. Now, he's pretty good where he's at right now. He's one under. He's well within the cut bubble.
Okay. You know, in between medications yesterday, I jumped on social media and I saw that someone was excited about our guy Thunderbear.
Thorbjorn! Thunderbear was early in the day. He was up there for a minute. He was up there. He was hanging around the leaderboard for just a minute.
Is he going to make the cut? Thunder Bear has to make the cut.
I mean, nobody has to make the cut, bud. Welcome to the Masters, my man.
Come on, Thunder Bear.
Welcome to the Masters. No one is given anything.
No,
that's why this tournament's so great.
Thunder Bear's got to win the whole thing, and then when do they still organize the food the next year?
They sure do.
It's nothing but Norse stuff.
They sure do.
Nothing but turkey legs, and basically a Renaissance fair. It'd be awesome.
I don't know why that's doing that, and I don't like it at all. Old Thorbjorn, old Thunder Bear, was hanging around the top of the leaderboard for a little while yesterday. We'll have your leaderboard update coming up later on. We do know that round two will get going in the later morning because in the afternoon because there are 27 golfers that have to get out there still and finish round number one this AM. As of right now, round two is slated to begin this afternoon around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, which of course means we're going to have a similar situation. Now, this might be the good news for Eldrick. The good news for Eldrick might be that with tee times set to go at around 1 o'clock today, we might end up with a spot where Eldrick doesn't have to go. I say 1 o'clock. It's not 1 o'clock. It's earlier than that, but it late enough that Eldrick may not have to finish his hole 18. So my question is, if you're Tiger, would you rather get all your rounds or all your holes in today from the end of the first and all of round two, or do you kind of hope that you are in a similar spot where you finish up round one, you catch a little break to go rest and rehab, grab a turn dog and a brewski, and then go back out, play 12, 13, 14 holes later in the day, and then go finish round two tomorrow morning once you've made the cut? I don't know. We're going to talk about that. I also want to talk a little bit about Tiger. I want to talk a little bit about Tiger because I am curious as to where the majority of the fans stand. I am curious as to how y'all feel about this guy because I was on yesterday evening BetMGM Tonight with Ryan, Nick, and Trista. And when we started, by the way, group one going off, they actually moved it. It says 10:30. So that's not bad. They're not going to let the guys finish round one before they send out round two. Once all the guys in round one are off, they're just going to start them, stacking them up like normal. I was a little taken aback because I was in the green room. You jump on the live stream, they kind of put you off on the side until they're ready to bring you onto the air. And I'm listening to Ryan, Nick, and Trista have this conversation where they were saying that they want, this blew my mind, they want Tiger to go away. Not all of them, two of them. I want to say, I don't even want to guess which ones it was.
I completely get it because as long as he hangs around, then there are people like you who are big fans of him who think he has one more run. You can't get to the next guy if the old guy doesn't know it's time to move on.
Dude, it's time to move on when you're not competing. My guy's one under. He's ahead of – if you're upset with Tiger, you should be more mad at Phil Mickelson.
Oh, he should move on too. Yeah. I mean, to be consistent, absolutely. When the big names of yesteryear are still hanging on, but they can't quite compete and barely make cuts and things like that, go to the senior tour. I mean, how old do you have to be on the senior tour?
55?
Do you? Is there a minimum age?
I don't know. I'm not going to lie to you. The senior tour catches my attention when something cool happens on it.
Like when Phil and Tiger moved to it?
I genuinely don't understand
eventually
that concept.
You're going to have to let it go. Rob. It's hard.
But here's my thing. Tiger Woods is more competitive than Ricky Fowler right now. Should Ricky quit? Does Ricky need to get the hell off the tour? Because Tiger's won under Ricky Fowler, who's like 5 years younger than me, is at 5 over today. He is not making the cut unless he has a bananas day today. Does Ricky need to leave? Does Zach Johnson need to leave at 4 over?
I get the need to see the older guy that you idolized when you were a kid to still be there to make you feel younger. It makes you feel better about yourself. I'm not talking about you as an individual, although you probably fall into this. That's your guy. That's always been your guy. You want to see your guy do pretty well. But after a while, your guy's pretty broken up.
And I don't disagree, but he is competitive right now.
It's a bunch of false hope.
He's going to make the cut.
Is he for sure?
Yes. Unless Tiger goes, and I acknowledge he's talked about
how many rounds he has to play in a row because of the delay.
He is 1 under through 13. He's going to go off this morning on 14 and go 14 through 18. So he's got to finish 5 holes. Then he will have a break of couple hours, and he will go back out at 3:54 this afternoon. 3:54, depending on the speed, he might. By the way.
Hey, that's my first one of the week, but I did miss most of the week, or part of the week. The lower age limit is 50.
50.
Yeah.
So there you go. Again, respect.
How old is Tiger? Like 43 or
respect
something like that?
Respect to the senior tour guys. I have too much on my plate to be able to pay attention to senior tour golf as well. I will check in. He's 48, by the way. I will check in on the senior tour when something happens on the senior tour. Every now and then something happens on the senior tour that it's worth checking over. I am more apt to pay attention to the Korn Ferry Tour because that's where the next gathering of PGA Tour players are right now. So I'm more apt to pay attention to that.
When the camera goes, oh, let's see what Tiger's doing. Oh, there he is, struggling again.
He's 1 under.
It's when they have to show him more than leaders, which happens a lot, then he's overshadowing the tournament.
He's T17. I'll tell you what.
Agree. What did the experts say? I'm just giving you my opinion. The BetQL people. You were talking about that. You were in the green room.
They said that. Well, they were saying, "Oh, I hope he goes away soon." And I was like, "Why do you feel that way?" And they said, similar to what you're saying, they're like, "Oh, well, like when Tiger is on the course, it's just all about Tiger." And I said, "Did you say that? Did you bring that same energy about Caitlin Clark over the last 2 months?" Exactly.
You mean consolation, Caitlin? Yeah.
You call her whatever you want to call her.
Yeah. Should have been overshadowed by the undefeated South Carolina Gamecocks. But the media, I mean, yeah, she set scoring records and things. She also lost.
This, the media crap?
Yeah, yeah.
This, the media crap's got to stop. Well, the media gives us what we respond to. I can say that I'm the media.
They decide what we respond to.
That is incorrect. Listen. I've sat in newsrooms before. I have literally.
How long ago was that?
Not long enough to be relevant today.
Yeah, well, things change.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Let's talk about how this radio station right here works. Let's just talk about today. Let's not pull the curtain back. Let's rip it off of the rings.
You mean when you write your show and you decide what is relevant?
How do I decide what's relevant?
I don't know.
How do I do it?
How do you?
Cool. I'll tell you because I'm the media.
No, you're not. You're not the media.
I am absolutely the media.
No, you're an entertainer. You're not a journalist. You're an entertainer.
Let me tell you how the game works from somebody who has been in every single facet of this industry. I have been a public relations expert. I have been a reporter, a journalist, an editor, a producer, and now a host. I've done everything. Let me tell you how it works, America.
I've been everywhere, man.
I met him. It's a great song. Great song. Let me tell you how it works. Whatever you click on, you get more of. That's the ball game. Whatever you watch, you get more of. That's the ballgame. Do you understand why, since the time that I have been here, I have said to you, if you're listening and a host said, well, I've got source that said this inflammatory thing, and you don't like it or you know it's bullcrap, turn your radio off. If you are on the internet and a big head talker goes out and goes, well, I know personally that, and you don't like that, turn it off. Because what counts is your eyeballs and your clicks and nothing else. The media says whatever gets you to pay attention, because we have a for-profit media system. They're going to give you whatever you want. They always have. And what we want as Americans is superstars, not super teams. If a superstar is on a super team, super duper. But we don't want super teams. We don't want a team. You could right now, if I said to you, nope, scratch that. I'm not going to ask you, because most of you are going to lie and give the idealist answer. But the truth is this.
Wait, dude. So now you're questioning everyone's or most of people's honesty.
Yes, because I get to look at what is clicked on by the numbers.
Because they'll give you an answer that's not yours?
No.
I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Because I get to see what's clicked on. My entire career has been based on what people respond to. I know this to be true. If I gave America, I won't ask any of you individually, but if I gave America the option, hell, I don't even ask. It literally just happened. If I gave you the option between a fantastic basketball team or one basketball player who's out here rewriting the record books, America goes with the individual. We always have. It is in our veins. It is in our blood. The feeling that individualism is more important than the team. It is quite literally a premise of the founding of this country that individualism comes first.
This is funny, because the conversation we had before we went on the air, I explained to you how team is more important to me.
Again, emperor of idealism. That's why you are that.
It's not idealism.
It is. It is, because the history of this country goes superstars over team.
Are we a team, or is it just you?
Oh, we are a team.
Okay.
We are a team. Right. It is, but 100%. Let me ask you this question. Who's your favorite radio guy of all time? Radio gal of all time? Favorite radio superstar? Can be working here, can be anywhere else. No, can't be working here, because then you'll be able to answer my question. Name me your favorite radio person outside this building.
All right. So,
give them the free plug.
So if I were
just
to...
Just name them.
Because we expound. That's what we do here, because we've got 4 hours. If I were to play your game, I would say my favorite radio personality of all time is me. But I'm not going to... Oh, so you wouldn't pick you.
Who's your favorite?
You wouldn't pick
I
you.
I said outside of this building. Okay. You are in this building. Right. I can't see you, John Cena.
All right. Dan Patrick.
Who's his producer?
He has four, the Danettes. And that's how he likes to operate.
Who's his producer?
As a team. He likes a team.
Who's his
he
producer?
I've never seen him do a show by himself.
Correct. Now, because, what do you mean you've never seen it? He does a show by himself every day. It's the Dan Patrick show.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't do the show by himself. If it was...
Then give me an name.
Most producers are... You know I can't
then give
remember.
Me a name.
I can't remember names.
And ladies and gentlemen,
that's unfair. You're taking advantage of someone who you know has trouble with names, especially lately when they're sick, to prove a point. And that's so you're taking advantage of my weakness. Prove a point, because I can't remember their names.
I'm making the
I
point.
I see them in my head. I will tell you, one of them used to be Perloff, who is doing the morning show on the national thing right now. Used to be one of them. The other three, I see them, because you can't watch that show. All his intros, his video intros, everything, he has all his guys with him, because to him, it's about the team. It's not about the individual.
That's awesome. You remember Dan Patrick's name, don't you? Why?
Again,
because he's
taking advantage of a weakness.
If forgetting names was a thing and the team was equally important.
Just remember the other one. It's Pollock. Yeah, you're taking advantage of my weakness. No, that's fine. That's fine.
No, it's
I can't remember names. I'm getting older. I'm forgetting more and more names all the time.
I understand what you're saying. And no, I'm not. Because the point is literally the point. You remember Dan Patrick's name. Not a second did you have a struggle with Dan Patrick's name, but to name anybody else on that team?
I did have.
Okay.
Listen, hold on a second. If you saw me stall, I stalled because I saw him in my head. I knew who my favorite was, but names are a problem for me. I mean, you go back and listen. I didn't right away throw his name out there because I couldn't remember his name.
Here's my point. The point is, everybody knows Dan Patrick's name.
When I forget your name, you're really going to feel bad.
He's going to intentionally call me by the wrong name later, and I'm going to forget and react. It's going to happen. The point here is, we, America, all of us collectively, we value individualism. We always have. It is part of the core DNA of this country. It is individualism, your right to be and act as an
melting
individual.
Melting pot. The whole part of melting pot is melting. When something melts, it melds together. And it's about the sum of the parts, not the individual. I totally disagree with you.
Okay.
But this is also a host way of thinking. And that's fine. No, that's fine. You're the host. You should think that way.
Okay. Then
this
comes
back to the fact that Tiger needs to go away.
In my opinion, one of the core tenets of this country is individualism. One of its strands of DNA is individualism.
You do have the freedom to be an individual. Yes.
And we celebrate that. Do we not?
Some people celebrate that. When you say we, you always do it in a collective way that means that you think you're speaking for the majority. You might be. I don't know. I don't know the majority. I don't think you do either. We can only go by how people react.
I don't know. I'm going to say no. We fought a war to allow us to act as individuals. So
if we want
to,
want to act as an individual.
That is individualism. We fought a war for it.
A lot of people out there only want to be followers.
Okay. So let me drive what I'm driving at here. You don't have to like it, but as the guy who sees the algorithm that controls what gets on your TV and on your computer screens, as the guy who literally watches the algorithm work, articles about stars get clicked on, articles about teams don't. We just had it proven again. Caitlin Clark was the number one most clicked on, viewed, read about, followed, watched, discussed superstar in college basketball, even though there was a 38-0 national championship team that did not have a superstar on it. Got a lot of great players, but no superstar. We value superstars. So yes, we value Tiger Woods. And all of this would be fine, except Tiger's T17 alongside Thor Bjørn Olesen, by the way, who is also -1 and T17. This man is the biggest superstar in the history of his sport, in its entire history. The biggest superstar of it, hands down, no questions, no debate accepted. So if he is going to keep being competitive, now look, if he goes out here and in round three he ends up 8-over, then, yeah, I might say it's time to hang up the spikes.
What would recent history make you think he's going to do?
I have no idea. Last year, he was in a good spot until his ankle stopped working in the rain.
Right. So recent history, because of his body, because of his age, would have you believe that he's not going to make the cut. If he does, great. I mean, good for him. Well, he's not going to win the thing, though.
For the record, I literally have money on him making the cut. He's going to make the cut.
Okay.
Making the cut's not a question.
You actually bet with your heart. I thought you weren't supposed to do that.
I did not.
Dude, that's your guy. You've been so worked up for the last 15 minutes because of your guy.
Last year, this dude went through seven tournaments before he got to Augusta. This year, he hasn't played in weeks. to be ready for this. We'll talk more about it later on in the show. We got to run to a break. Robin Lonzo and you, the Rob Brown Show, rolls on. It is the Fan Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, I wasn't going to hang on this, but I have to come back to it for just a second. You don't have to like it, ladies and gentlemen. We live in a world that is dictated by algorithms. Welcome to 2024.
And the algorithm says that there's no way you can let it go and you had to come back.
Correct. 100%. My internal algorithm fired there. We've pointed this out before, that if you go look at Lonzo's Twitter feed, it's going to be a heck of a lot of wrestling and nerd pop culture, a lot of comic book stuff, animated TV shows, anime, et cetera, et cetera. If you go look at mine, it's going to be a lot of wrestling stuff, but it's also going to be a ton of sports and a lot of science stuff.
So you're saying I don't have sports?
I'm not saying you don't.
And I do, because, all right, fine.
What I'm saying is your everything is tracked, monitored, logged, and as much, unless you're going to go full mountain man off the grid, every time you do a thing, it is recognized, noted, tracked. It's to the point now where I don't even worry about it anymore. Because unless you are, again, unless you're going to go, you know, up into the mountains and collect water via rain barrel and destroy everything that requires a wire to run in your life, you cannot get off the grid. Everything you do is tracked, monitored, logged, followed, and it is done so that stuff can be put in front of you that you will react to.
So now I'm just looking at all the different sports on here that you kind of said wasn't on here, but that's fine. Yeah.
The reality of your life, and this is true of your sports coverage as well, is tracked, it's logged, it's monitored, and it's replicated. So if you go and you go click on wrestling stories, wrestling ads are going to show up in your social media. You don't believe me? Do a test. Go on your social media today, scroll around, and find an ad for something that you've never been interested in your life. Click on it, and then watch as that populates more in your feed until you ignore them for a while, and it eventually it'll fall back off. That's the world.
Hey, did you know that Dorman has new helmets?
I did not know that.
That popped on my feed that doesn't have sports on it.
Okay.
But you go ahead.
Why do you think I'm just beating the hell out of you today?
Because you are.
I am not.
What's the opposite of idealism? It's not reality. It's not. What's the opposite of idealism? Because whatever that is, that's what you are.
Pragmatism.
Yeah.
Pragmatism.
Yeah. Pragmatism is a word. The other thing, I don't know what that was.
But yes, I am a realist. So here's the other aspect of this. While this is true on an individual scale to your life, again, don't believe me, do the experiment. Get on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever your social media of choice is and click on an ad. Go find a post you would never ordinarily interact with. Click on it and then watch as that thing populates in front of you. And then don't click on those things and eventually it'll follow back off. That is true for the individual. It is also true for the masses. The folks who decide what goes on the front page of a website, a national website, the folks who decide what story is the first on ESPN and Fox Sports and CBS Sports and whatever, the folks who make those decisions, they ain't really folks. It's a computer. And they go, okay, when we talk about Caitlin Clark, we get a million clicks. And when we talk about the South Carolina Gamecocks, we get 500,000 clicks. It was a big fight the night of the national championship game online, because CNN put up an article about the women's championship game. And that article said, South Carolina wins national championship, semicolon, defeats Caitlin Clark in final college basketball game. And you know on Twitter how they don't have links anymore. They have a picture and you click on the picture to go to the site. The picture was Caitlin Clark. And there was a million people responding to that going, this is the problem. South Carolina won. South Carolina went 38-0. South Carolina has a lot of young ladies led by an admirable coach in Dawn Staley that just accomplished something that only, what is it, four other programs in history have done? Although one of them's done it six times.
Say, I wouldn't know because I only have wrestling and video games.
They did something only, I think, four other programs in the history of women's college basketball have done. And the link talks about Caitlin Clark. The picture is of Caitlin Clark. And the fight was, why are you not promoting South Carolina? And the answer is very simple. Because Caitlin Clark gets more reaction. That's it. End of discussion. There is nothing else. That's the reason. Because if they put up two links, and one of those links says South Carolina defeats Caitlin Clark, sends her into the WNBA on an L, and the other says Dawn Staley and Camila Cardoso win national championship, go 38-0. America's clicking on Caitlin Clark because we value the superstar over the team. It's very easy for all of us to slip into my, no, look how real an idealist I am. I'm a team first guy. That's fine. You can say that. But as somebody who has played this game for a very long time, as somebody who looks at the click numbers, I am telling you that is untrue. As a whole, as a populace, we do not get in line behind great teams. We get in line behind superstars. Let's look at the NBA for a minute. Let's talk about the NBA for a second.
By the way, I'm not trying to, but the NBA is full of individuals. So this is the easy way to prove your point is just go to the NBA. Because there are not, I think there are people who follow individuals in the NBA and they don't follow teams.
There are in the NBA right now, four teams.
Why didn't you go to soccer?
I could do that too.
Which is on my feed right now. There's some baseball.
There are in the National Basketball Association, there are four teams that have won 55 or more games. The Oklahoma City Thunder, the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Denver Nuggets, and the Boston Celtics. The Celtics have won 62 games. They have lost 18. They are 35-4 at home after giving one back to the Knicks. What's everybody talking about right now when it comes to the NBA play-in slash playoff? What's everybody talking about? Oh, the Warriors and the Lakers are 9-10. They're full. Why? Why are we talking about that? Because the two biggest stars in basketball are LeBron James and Steph Curry. That's why. That's why. You got Nikola Jokic, three-time MVP, but let's be real. Compared to LeBron and Steph Curry, Nikola Jokic, unless you like big man bully basketball, is a boring superstar.
All right. He just wants to go home. I mean.
He's a boring superstar. I love him. For the record, I will go to war for that man. I love Nikola Jokic.
As of 20 minutes ago, I want to go home. So, I mean, you know.
We made it 14 minutes. He's a boring superstar. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, good player for the Oklahoma City Thunder, has not yet ascended into superstardom, though I think he is on his way. The Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards has carried that. Let's talk about Anthony Edwards for a second. Anthony Edwards watched Karl-Anthony Towns go down to an injury. Me, Mario, Decker, Ryan, Nick, Trista, pretty much the whole BetQL network, all immediately were like, yo, put that money down on the T-Wolves not to make the playoffs, maybe a play-in team, not without Big Cat. Anthony Edwards has dragged this team to a 55-win record. They are level with the Thunder for the 2 seed in the West. Anthony Edwards has been bananas making this team competitive in the Western Conference. Who's talking about the Timberwolves? We're talking about the Lakers. We're talking about the Warriors. We're not talking about the Kings, who are in the exact same position, who have the exact same record as the Warriors and the Lakers. We're talking about the Warriors and the Lakers, the 9 and the 10 seed. Two teams that I'm not entirely sure win their play-in game, even if they make it. But that's who we're talking about. Why? Because overall, by and large, we value individualism, and that translates to our sports. And again, if I could show you the numbers, it happens on this website, on our website, as a fact. If I was to go today and I was to post 2 articles, one of them says, here's a wrap-up of Clemson's spring game. And I posted another one that said, Cade Klubnik comes up shy in spring game. Which one do you think people are clicking on? You don't need to. I can tell you. It's Cade.
Well, the Clemson fans will be not clicking on that one. They'll be clicking on the one that's more positive for them.
No, they won't. No, they won't.
Okay. Because I would like to think that they're a positive fan base and they want to hear positive things about their team. They don't want to hear the negative stuff. And that's why they're going to click on the thing that looks more positive.
Historically, in my anecdotal experience, and you will have to take my word on this because it is anecdotal, in my anecdotal experience, negativity leads and individualism leads. There is a saying in the newsroom. I used to get very frustrated at this. I'll tell you a quick story.
You're not about to quote Dirty Laundry, are you?
No.
Okay. Just.
But there, it might as well be because there is a phrase amongst that has been in newsrooms forever.
I heard
forever.
That on the way to work this morning. Get the widow on the set.
Don Henley. There is a phrase, if it bleeds, it leads. And that is a very popular expression in newsrooms and has been for 100 years. If it bleeds, it leads. Negativity and individualism go first. Turn it into your local news tonight. What's the lead story every night? A car crash took the life of a single mother in whatever. It's like, is this the biggest story going on right now? Like, that's sad. I hate it for that lady and her family.
I don't need to turn on the local news tonight because I can get my news from News Talk WORD.
Who also subscribe to If It Bleeds, It Leads. I'm not saying that in a bad way. That's every news channel. If it bleeds, it leads. That's what we like. We like individualism and we like negativity. Welcome to America. It is what it is. I'm over it. I don't care anymore. That's what we do. So part of the reason that Tiger is the story of Augusta is not just because, you said earlier, it's because of guys like me that want to see our guy.
I hope my head didn't move like that when I said it. It might have, though.
It didn't. I'm being dramatic. You said it's guys like you who grew up with this guy and you want to see your guy, blah, 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 blah. We are half of the equation. You know what the other half is? The people that are following, salivating over the collapse of Tiger Woods. It is the people who are checking in to go, I hope he misses the cut.
See, I get what you're saying, but the collapse happened a long time ago. We're seeing a guy whose body is broken down, who's did some things that he should not have done, got some DUIs and things like that, trying to recover from major problems. Probably is it? No, he is lucky to still be walking, and as someone who has broken things on their body, as you get older, it starts to wear down. When when the golf club went through his windshield, when all the stuff came out, and then the decline happened, that was it. He hasn't been the same since then. He's just been a guy who used to win. And he wins the tournament every once in a while, but they're usually like his tournament, right? So, I mean, I get it. It's your guy. You want him to win. And you know what? And I absolutely mean this. I hope he wins just because you get to see him win another one, because it would make you happy.
Me too.
I don't believe it's going to happen, though.
Me too. I'm very excited about it. I absolutely hope it happens. I'm pulling for the guy. Here's what I'll go with. Yes, there are a lot of Rob Browns out there that are pulling for this guy, that want to see him get one more, for sure. There is also another equally, if not larger, group of people that aren't just saying he can't do it, but are actively hoping he does not, that are waiting for, that are pulling for the demise. And as I pointed out on the show yesterday, if you click an article because you love Tiger and then you click an article because you hate Tiger, those two clicks are two clicks. It's not a report where they go, this many people left a comment that said smiley face 100 emoji, and this many people left a comment that said cap emoji. No. It just says two people clicked, two people left a comment. That's it. That's all that matters. The algorithm dictates what you see. So if you get mad at the fact that Tiger's on TV again, just recognize it is because when the camera's on Eldrick, the numbers go up.
See, and that's the problem. All right. Tiger got everybody to watch golf. Got me to watch golf too. It was interesting. You can't find that next guy that's going to get those fringe people or people who are not interested in golf to come and watch your product if that guy's still there.
There are 90 guys on the golf course. 90.
No, I think there's 90. Only 72, wasn't there?
Whatever. There's 90 guys. Okay, there's 72. There's more than 50 golfers that teed off yesterday.
I saw that on my feed. That's how I know.
There are a metric bleep load of golfers on the golf course. It just takes one. It just takes one. It takes one to spark something. It takes one. Tiger. Nobody was watching golf before Tiger. You just said it, right? Let's go with that. That's true.
What I was talking about is people who were uninterested in
sure.
golf, like myself, were willing to tune in because of what he was doing.
So it can be done.
Yes.
Okay.
But you've got to move on to find the next guy. It's hard to be the next guy when that guy who used to be the guy is still there.
Did Brady need
still
to
getting
move
the
on
shine.
From Mahomes to be the guy? Nope.
It's
nope.
That's a team sport, and this is an individual sport.
Tiger does not need to get out of the way for the next guy that has not just the game, but the charisma and the team around him. Not talking golfers, I'm talking PR and marketing and all that. Tiger doesn't need to leave for the next guy to take over. The problem is there ain't that guy yet. And it ain't because Tiger is around. It's because there ain't that guy yet. There just ain't. There's a lot of guys that are really good golfers. Bryson DeChambeau went 7-under yesterday. You want to talk about a bounce back story? And I do want to talk about him later on in the show. A dude that I hated 3 years ago. Yesterday I found myself rooting for. There's guys that can do it. There's nobody that has. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show carries on. It is the Fan Upstate. Yesterday, we talked about J.J. McCarthy on the show. I told you guys that I had to, got the opportunity to interview Baldy on Wednesday. And he told me that there is smoke around the NFL right now that J.J. McCarthy might come off the board before Drake May. And we talked a little bit about this. And we talked a little bit about the fact that Baldy thinks this guy is a potential top five pick. And we talked about how I don't get it. Lonzo doesn't get it. And as much as the last 47 minutes of this show have gone, the fact that we're on the same page about this says there must be something to it. So yesterday afternoon, because I am a masochist, as I was watching the Masters, I decided to go do a little film review. I was like, let me go watch a couple of Michigan games on fast forward from this year. Let me rewatch J.J. McCarthy. I thought to myself, maybe, because, you know, my memory stinks.
Should have called your guy. He could have helped you break it down. Mark Ryan.
Big Michigan guy.
Big Michigan guy. Could have helped you out.
Should have called him.
He told us he's going to be covering them very closely.
I was watching some film work yesterday because, again, tape don't lie. And I thought, all right, it's been a little while since Michigan played. Maybe I'm being too harsh. Maybe I missed something. Again, I'm not a scout. I'm not a NFL quarterbacks coach. But maybe there's something to this. So I went back and I looked at a couple of different aspects of J.J. McCarthy's game. And I graded out some different qualities of this guy. One of the first ones that I wanted to take a look at was the footwork of J.J. McCarthy. Because footwork is the foundation at the NFL for everything else that a quarterback's got to do. One of the things that is very low-key, but something that I was very glad to hear when Dave Canales got hired, when they asked him what his plan is for Bryce Young, I played you that audio. The thing that jumped out to me was where Dave Canales started. The first thing he said, we got to go back. We got to make sure that not only are we working on Bryce to develop these things, but that we figure out what he is the best at so we can cater to that. And the first thing he brought up was footwork. I love that. Good. Because I don't care how good you are at anything, there is always room for improvement. So I went back and looked at this guy. The footwork is pretty good for J.J. McCarthy. Surprisingly good, to be honest with you. He's very confident. He's very sure-footed. He is willing to stand in the pocket in the face of pressure. He does not dance around when he knows he's going to get hit. I went back and I watched the Ohio State game. Ohio State was running a lot of stunts and a lot of secondary pressures. They were having defensive linemen crossover, one under, one over the top. They were bringing extra pressure, and his offensive line very frequently was letting them get to J.J., and J.J. was standing in the pocket and throwing the ball, and I appreciated that. But I will tell you one thing I did notice. While he was confident in the footwork, he would regularly, if the pocket collapsed as a whole, in the face of a rusher, J.J. McCarthy was fine. When the pocket collapsed around J.J. McCarthy, that's when he got panicky. Well, I got news for you about the NFL. It's going to happen a lot of times. Second thing I want to look at is mechanics. I want to look at what a guy looks like when he's going to drive the football down the field. I'm talking about when a guy's got time in the pocket and when it's time for him to stand in that pocket to press off that back foot and to put some A behind the football and drive it down the field. This is where he lost me a little bit. J.J. McCarthy does something that young quarterbacks do. Instead of driving with the back leg, a system which should have less weight. Your front leg should be sliding across the ground. He transfers his weight. When he throws, it goes from the back leg onto the front leg. So he kind of rounds off at the top of that motion. What I'm looking for is driving off the back foot. That front foot should almost slide across the turf, and the weight should not transfer to that foot until the football's gone. JJ is putting the weight on that front foot as he's throwing the ball, which takes gas off the football. That's not great. JJ McCarthy can place the ball exceptionally well, but he doesn't drive the ball. And if you're trying to get the ball down the field, you've got to drive the football. And I will acknowledge that some of this is nitpicky, or at least it's going to sound that way. It's not nitpicky. These are the things that are the difference between a bad quarterback and a good quarterback and a great quarterback. I watched probably 150 passes of JJ McCarthy yesterday between 5-6 different games. I don't understand.
No wonder you want to fight today to see the ugly helmet for all that time.
I don't get it. I don't understand how this JJ McCarthy hype train is picking up steam the way it is leading up into the draft. It's to the point, I have believed for years that I think there's a lot of people within the NFL circle that just listen to what the other NFL people say. Like, this has got to be the biggest smokescreen in the game, right? This has got to be one guy somewhere was trying to convince somebody else to take JJ and leave another player on the board, and then it just got carried away, because I don't get it. Texter said JJ will be a star in the NFL. As what? A broadcaster? As a TV guy?
We do have Michigan people who listen.
That's true.
I mean, you know.
That's true.
Good for them being behind their guy.
Hey, I appreciate that, I guess. It's top of the hour. We got to take a break. When we come back, water cooler cheat sheet, top 3 sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports. Before we get to that, though, Lonzo about to dazzle you with yet another A+ 5 of 5 sports flash.
I'm actually shooting for C-. Kentucky asked a number of big names to replace John Calipari as their head basketball coach and got a number of no's. But yesterday, they finally named their new head coach in BYU's Mark Pope. Pope, a 1996 graduate of Kentucky, is set to sign a 5-year deal after leading BYU to a 110-52 record and 2 NCAA tournament appearances in 5 years, but with no tournament wins. Day one of the Masters tournament is in the books, and LIV Tour veteran Bryson DeChambeau holds a solo lead after shooting a 7-under 65. One shot better than odds on favorite Scottie Scheffler, 66. Weather delayed the start of round one, meaning 27 golfers, including Tiger Woods, who sits at 1-under, and Max Homa at 4-under, will finish round one early this morning. Tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for our brand new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel. Have a lot of fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.